Well, we're somewhat improved and somewhat not improved. There's always work to do. Racism still lives in this society, and unfortunately, in a way, it's more subtle, and in a way, harder to combat because of that. But certainly, some things have changed radically. There are no more white-only and colored-only signs up on restrooms and restaurants and every other public facility in the South as there were in the 60s and for decades before that. There's no longer a line down the middle of the street in these small towns in Georgia and Mississippi and Alabama and so forth, defining where the white world is and where the black world is. But on the other hand, there are gross disproportionate inequalities in the society, in income and incarceration and high school graduation, educational attainment, employment, that still need to be worked on. And one reason that I'm doing what I'm doing by performing a play and writing a book is to get the message out. Two messages, really. One is telling what we were up against, what it was that we were struggling against, and what it took to make the improvements that we made in voting and integration and so forth, but also to tell people of all ages, particularly youth, that you don't have to be a Martin Luther King, you don't have to be a superhero to have an impact on your society and your community and your life to improve things, to struggle against problems, to help solve problems.
Are you seeing any strong social movements emerging like we saw in the 1960s with SNCC and the civil rights movement? Are you seeing any equivalents happening right now?
Well, the times are different. They call for different strategies and different movements, if you will. I think that there's increasing evidence of people willing to make sacrifices in order to address problems in the society, whether they're environmental or economic or job loss, depression, justice, and that sort of thing. So the movement, if you will, is sort of coming back 50 years later. It never went away entirely, but there are some big problems confronted by this country and the world demand action.
Education of a Harvard Guy, they're your memoirs. It's the book that you've written, and now it's the radio drama that Johnny Betts has written based on your memoirs. What can people expect if they're either tuning in for the live broadcast or reading your book? What is the overwhelming message coming through your memoirs?
What I've tried to do is to create what it was like to be on the front line, if you will, struggling and working on civil rights in one of the worst and most extreme situations at that time, and letting people know what it was like. From a first-hand personal perspective, most of the books written about the civil rights movement are written in a sort of a journalistic style, sort of with a distance. And what I try to do is to give a first-hand what I did. I'm a representative of many thousands of people who made sacrifices. I'm not, certainly not the only one. And to give people a feel for what it was like to work on justice.